Now we are going to comment on the latest articles, tutorial articles, and reviews that have been published in the recently in the PHP classes site. Arthurs, which ones would you like to comment?
Let me share my screen first. Okay, so the first article I would want to comment on is PHP tutorial to detect user location from the IP address with IP to location geolocation. Hard to pronounce title. Basically, the tutorial was written by Alexander Skakonov, and it guides you through. First, it describes why would you need to detect location of the user, usually to provide a more localized experience like currency, date settings, language, stuff like that. And then the main way to do it is through its user's IP address. Yeah. So, and then he provides, guides you through how to install IP2 location, in this case, free version Lite database, how to install it through Composer, how to set up it, and then how to use it, providing, basically you set up a database, bin files, and then to use it in, use them in PHP files. I think it is the same IP2 location that you have in the words as a price, right? So it's just a free version.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Actually, let me just comment one thing that recently, because we had the requests, we started publishing some articles that are written by developers of the PHP Classes site, but they are somehow sponsored to show how to use certain products of companies. So in this case, it is one of those articles. So if you are a company that has products of interest to the PHP developers, just contact the site, use the contact link at the bottom of the site pages to learn how you can have a sponsored article being posted here. These articles are tutorials. They are not infomercials. They are they tell actually something useful. In this case, they even tell how to use the free version of the IP to location service, which is used by many developers. They are always looking for more customers, so they sponsored this article. There will be a second part, but since it was already published in January, we'll talk about it next month.
And okay. Second part will be about the paid version, maybe, or
something? No, the second part is the alternative version to the file database, which is a web service.
Okay. But I guess the paid version, the usage is kind of similar, only referencing to another database file?
Yes, from what I understood, it is more accurate, probably more up-to-date, because, yeah. As you know, the IP ranges change of places here and there. So if you want a more accurate version, you need to upgrade. And depending on your application, it may be worth actually paying for the commercial version precisely because it is more accurate.
But basically, as you see, you just look up an IP address, and this is the all information you could get from the IP address. So I think more than enough in many cases. So thanks, Alexander, for the article. Next interesting article is about 6 common PHP security issues and their remedies. It was written by Atif Shahab Qureshi. We can just mention the security issues that you have in, you could have in your PHP code and you should be aware of. So everyone know about SQL injection, SQL vulnerabilities, and the usual solution is to use either prepared queries or escape the strings. Right. So you can check more information about that and what classes to use. Other extension. Are buffer overflows. I think there are most common in C languages, and one of the solutions is mentioned Suhosin. Are you using Suhosin, Manuel?
No. I think it's a bit paranoid to use Suhosin. because it protects something against bugs in PHP,
yeah.
But it also causes a bit slowdown because it has to double check things at runtime. But if you are really concerned, if your site is really about very sensitive security, it's better to spend some performance at the expense of being more protected against this kind of attacks that are caused by buffer overflows.
I just recently, not recently, but some time ago, I noticed that all shared hosting that I use are also using Suppose upon them. So,
yeah, I think it comes already in the with some Linux distribution, so it probably becomes enabled by default. And I think it makes sense because, especially in shared hosting, if somebody exploits some vulnerability, could probably have access to the data of some other customers of the hosting company. So I think it makes sense. There is some overhead, but well, you know, security only comes at a price.
Yeah, okay. The next issue is cross-site scripting that basically would allow attackers to inject JavaScript in your site, in your website, so they could do malicious stuff with the user visiting the site. So, and usual prevention is encoding your HTML and sanitizing the input that you will put again to the website and stuff like that. Error handling. That's also a common problem that you should not, you should never output the errors. You should log them somewhere that no one could see. And you should provide as less information as possible about your server setup because it all could be exploited. Well, remote administration flaws, the just a reminder that if you have some remote access to your website or panel, then please use secure passwords and protect yourself on that front too. And session and cookie hijacking is actually quite interesting. I remember I experimented with this myself, that basically if you somehow find out the cookie that has the PHP session ID, basically you can do this from the cross through the cross-site scripting too. Then you could be authenticated by another user just by using his session. So you should protect yourself against it by regenerating ID frequently or marking some browser and IP address another user attribution. If they change them again, changing them. So this is a good article that shows you the basic that you should be aware of on PHP and how to protect them if you're developing PHP application. Found this article great.
Also mentioned in that last section is there is an alternative way to prevent that, for instance, cross-site scripting attacks steal your cookies, is to make them HTTP only.
Yeah.
So the browser will see the cookie and send it back to the server, but JavaScript will not be able to access the cookie. That's why it is HTTP only.
True, yeah, that is mentioned here. One of the ways, but basically, I read the article, you would find even more probably different ways how to protect your code.
Right.
Okay. Next article I wanted to mention is how to write consistent PHP code by Eustáquio Angel de Oliveira Jr. You Brazilians really have long names, right?
No, it's that they decided to put the whole name there. I don't put my whole name.
What is your whole name?
Oh, it's many names. No, it's four names. So we usually put just the first and the last name. That's
okay. I just by reading this name, I just said, why do you have such a short name? That's probably not right.
No, usually you have one name from the mother and one name from the father, and then you have your own name, and in some cases you have two own names. And in this case, he has also junior, meaning that his father was also has the same name.
Which one is that?
No, his name is probably the same of the father, so that the JR is Junior.
Okay, yeah, I know that. I know that. Okay, you learn every day. You learn something new. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's why you have so many names. Okay, but basically the idea of the article, I just stumbled. I can just share a little bit from my experience. More than a year passed since I have worked with PHP. I now mostly work with Node.js. And recently I needed to create some simple parser for a file. I did not go with Node.js because there you need to start the process, then you change the code, you kill the process, you restart it, and it seemed too much. It was easier for me to just create a PHP file and refresh the page, change the code, refresh the page. And so I decided to do this, the parser in PHP. And the things I got used in Node.js, that string is an object and has methods, and I needed to do simple string replace. So okay, PHP has string replace, static function. I can live with that. But the mistake I made, I provided the string, the subject first, is the first operator, because it's like I thought it was as a context, is a context as a class like this or string, so and I was looking a lot why it didn't work as expected, and then I read up documentation that the actual subject is a last parameter, and that was seemed so confusing to me. So I thought, why is there really nobody that wrote array and string and other classes with abstraction? I searched for it and I found there are some separate classes and not really a compilation of many classes together. And now I stumbled upon this article and it actually describes like that PHP R package is something that provides multiple packages, multiple classes for PHP that kind of make more sense. And this article actually introduces the collection class, and it provides such feature that you can access the members that do not exist without errors. It just would be a null and stuff like that. And many additional functions that arrays or collections do not have in PHP, like map. So that actually, just reminded me of the recent experience I had, and probably it makes me want to check what more does the PHP R package provides, what other classes, and probably makes me want to use it even more. So I don't know if many PHP developers feel similarly or not. What do you think?
Yeah, when you switch to other languages, you probably notice how inconsistent is PHP, and I believe that is due to the fact that different functions were headed by different people that prefer different conventions. Some conventions were a sort of adopted from the C language, and the C language probably is not that consistent as well. I mean, not the language, but the libraries. And that's probably one of the greatest complaints about PHP that will probably remain for a long time, because to fix it, you have to break compatibility. We are not going to switch the order of the parameters just for consistency. So that's a burden that most developers have to carry.
But solutions like Oliveira Junior provides is a great solution. At that time I thought of exactly the same solution, that someone should create a package with many classes that deals with this stuff and provides a new class and more methods to use and stuff like that. And in conclusion, this author also asks for ideas and welcomes any other contributions. So probably if anyone wants to contribute, have any idea, we can follow up with the author and discuss
that. I think that's the main reason why many people actually write wrappers around PHP functions, just to be more predictable, so you know what to expect. But unfortunately, that's a burden that PHP developers will have to carry probably forever. I don't know.
Okay, and the next article I wanted to mention is PHP tutorial to create animated GIF from online videos. The author is Dave Smith. He contributed to lots of articles, as I remember. And this article basically shows how to use GIFWire.com service through PHP to convert specific YouTube video to a GIF. And you can even provide the start and end seconds and size of the image and get the GIF image. So if there is any need for you for such functionality, you can either output it or save it to the file. And as we all know, the GIFs are now popular, the memes are popular, and probably lots of sites would need that for generating new content and media and stuff. And if you are developing such sites, then check out this article. It probably would suit you great. I don't know if the service is free or not, the GIF to layer.
Yeah, actually, that is a sort of also a sponsored article, because this that is an API that has a commercial version, but the basic version, you can use it for free. It gives you plenty of requests, so you can try it. So it is useful.
Okay, then I think that's all articles on my part.
Okay, on my behalf, I also like to comment a few articles, starting from an article that is actually a follow-up from another article about the package.go, php.go engine by David Smith. And this package allows you to interface with the .go system that takes SMS messages and somehow integrates with a website to elaborate some responses. But this is a second part, one which talks about terminating nodes, which are basically definitions in the XML file that you have in your size in the CMRL format. And you can define what they call terminating nodes, which are basically definitions of actions that will happen. And so they listed that can happen, that you can configure the site to make it work in a certain way. In this case, we can see there are like terminators for sending messages back, define some engine which points to some URL in the site, or perform queries depending on patterns that you of text that can be found in messages. There is also the RSS terminating node that points to a RSS feed that will be served back to the person that is accessing. And then there is the block terminating node that can group other terminating nodes, I think. Well, this is the continuation. I think there are two more articles to be published as soon as possible about this package. But for now, this is the second part. And if you are interested in this PHP.go engine, you should take a look, because it is interesting to integrate with SMS message systems. Another article, which is also a continuation of a previous article, is this interacting with your PHP users with the Telegram's CLI wrapper. In the first part of this article by José Luis Lasso from Spain, he talked about several ways to interact with users that send messaging systems like SMS, WhatsApp, and Telegram, and so on. And this part is more specific to Telegram because José Luis developed this package, Telegram's CLI wrapper, that can allow you to perform several things with the Telegram API. And there is an online demo in the package that you can see. So it should get you started with integrating your website application with Telegram. The next article that I would like to comment is another one by David Smith, which is to how to perform phone number and user verification in PHP. In this case, also using an API called NumVerify, and using this PHP phone number verification package that David developed. So here is an example of how to use this package. So it is interesting in case, for instance, you have a site that you want to make to verify the user phone number, the mobile phone. You probably would send an SMS message, but if you use this API and the user probably entered an invalid number, the API can tell you it's an invalid. So you avoid sending the message to a user that probably actually would not exist because the number is formatted incorrectly, and the API can tell you that. So the next package that I want to comment, this is the first part of an article by Ash Kiswani, and it tells about to use the Google Custom Search API. Basically, this is an API that Google provides to this is the official Google API for searching for results in Google. Because there are many people that have developed packages that scrape this the search result pages, but that stops working because Google implemented a capture verification and it suspects there are too many requests being sent to the to their search result pages by robots. So this is the official API. This API is not totally free. It only allows you to send 100 requests for free per day. And this package, as you may see there, provides means to specify many types of parameters to control the search results that you want to get. And this article uses the PHP Google Custom Search API package, which is the one that uses the official Google Search API. So it is very interesting if you want to do the things right and not stumble in Google blocks using the capture verification that they implement. You could use this API at least up to 100 times per day. It is free. Finally, one package that I also would like to comment, actually one article about the package that I would like to comment is a PHP WordPress plugin tutorial using object-oriented programming, which is something that is provided by the PAC PHP micro framework developed by Nadir Latif. So basically, this package provides means to create your own plugins, but using an object-oriented programming syntax and the organization of your code in classes. So you don't not have to deal with so many global functions like most WordPress plugins require. So this is an interesting package, an article that you can try. This article also will have at least the second part that to be published soon by Nadir Latif. So basically with this, we reach the end of this section on articles, but we have also one book review to comment. Do you want to comment about it, or do you prefer that I do it, Argus?
I can just share my opinion. Yeah, the book is called PHP Ajax Cookbook, right?
And, yes.
It had many authors, but review is written by Jose Gomez. And at least from review, it seems that that book is mostly about front-end JavaScript side, which makes sense because it's Ajax only with using PHP as a backend. And basically, I would call it like an Ajax for PHP developers that they could really learn and implement it in that way. And yeah, and the book covers many different frameworks on the front-end, starting from jQuery, Dojo, UE, Mutools, Prototype and stuff. And also covers different protocols, how it could communicate with the server, like SOAP, REST, XML. So if you are a PHP developer and you want to know more about Ajax, this probably is the book to try. Do you have anything more to add?
No, I think that's basically it. And actually this year we reviewed, this past year, we reviewed so many books that nowadays there are no more books remaining to be reviewed. Well, there are a few probably not very well known, but I know there are a couple of reviews in the queue to be published soon. But that's it. We reviewed many books earlier this year, probably exhausted at least the list of recent books, because there are always older books to review, but probably are so old that they are no longer interesting. So with this, we reach the end of this PHP articles and book reviews report. On my behalf, it is all for now. Bye.
Bye.